Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio, Reaching the World for Christ, in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We want everyone to join us this evening for a time of worship, praise, and preaching the Word of God. And we also welcome all the new Facebook listeners from all over the world and the USA. Facebook listeners can put all your prayer request in the comments below, and we'll pray over the prayer request whenever we pray over all the other ones. And just tell all your family and all your friends and neighbors to join in and listen to the broadcast. And please share this broadcast out to where others can hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've had several get saved on here by listening to the broadcast, and we just give God all the praise for that. And I just want to say to all the prayer warriors out there that's listening, just keep us in your prayers and pray for the service tonight, that someone will be saved or healed or set free or delivered. Just anything that they have need of will be met. And that's what we're here for, is to see people's needs met by praying for them. And our subject for tonight is, "And commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus." And that's coming out of Acts 4:18. You know, that same spirit in the land today that is trying to tell Christians that they can't mention the name of Jesus. But I have news for them. I'm going to keep obeying God rather than man. And we're going to go to a song right now. And then we'll get right back with you.
I came here to sing a song for Jesus. You may laugh and sneer as you walk out. What I'm singing may not suit your fancy. different route. I don't know just what you came after, but I came to see a soul saved. Ain't that what it's all about? Ain't that what it's all?
Praise the Lord.
In a little town called Bethlehem, so many years ago, the golden man was born in the end. But they had no way of knowing who they had turned away. The Lamb of God who would take away their sin. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. Before the just of glory, He is King of glory. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. So many people still today don't know who Jesus is. They never felt His peace within home. But I want my life to show them how love can set them free. He's the only one who can cleanse and make them whole. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. Before just a story, He is King of glory. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the counselor, deliverer, He's the everlasting Father. He is King of glory. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know who Jesus is.
Jesus.
Come the baptizer. Oh, the one who was to come, baptizing with fire. And God baptized him. The heavens were open. And God descended like a dove. And in the name of love, it all. There was Jesus.
Wedding to Canaan,
wine made from water,
going to the ruler's house,
bring life to his daughter.
He's all with authority, straight from the Father. No one can explain the way his power,
and in the middle of there was Jesus.
On the hill just outside his realm,
a man hung there bleeding,
dying for the souls of man,
kept his free freedom.
3 days later, his ship was empty. He conquered death and the grave.
Yes, in the middle of it all,
there was Jesus. So no matter what you're facing, no matter where you think, in hard times or in good times, keep your eyes on him. Even if he leads the battle, for he'll be right there in the middle. That's where he always is. So be strong and take courage when you think you're gonna fall. Cause right in the middle of it all, there is Jesus. There is Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
See that we got another caller in. 205, come on in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead and obey the Lord.
All right, says, so, you know, I want to just take a minute. Thank God, you know, that we have another day to live. We're here on this earth, and we're here by God's grace and his mercy and his blessings.
Amen.
And I want to thank him for all that he does for me. Each breath I take, each thing I get to do, the beautiful land and all that we have here, nobody appreciates it anymore. They just run through it and don't bother looking at it. But I thank God that we can look around and you can see God. You can see the Lord Jesus in everything that's down here. Everything that's here was made by the Word of God. And Jesus was the Word of God. And glory to God, I praise him today. I thank him. And we're our target verse, I'm going to read it, and I'm going to back up and read some. And it's that verse 18. Said when they told them, they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. People, can you imagine that if they come to us and just said, y'all can preach all you want, just don't preach the name of Jesus. Don't preach nothing about him. Don't preach that stuff no more. People don't like to hear it. And it's getting that way. It's getting where people don't like to hear it because Jesus is the only way to salvation. Jesus is the only one to take your sins away. And people don't want to hear it no more. They don't want to be told they're sinning because they believe all this modern junk out here. What the Supreme Court passes, that's law, that's it. You got to obey the law. You don't obey nothing that's against God and his word. And that's what people need to get back to doing. We've left that. The church is as cold as ice. And praise God, ain't it time that we all wake up to Jesus Every morning you get up, your be the first thing you say, thank you, Jesus. I woke up again this morning. You must have something for me to do. But glory to God. No, they can't even praise him when they go to church. They sit on the pews quiet. And they call them a church mouth because they sit there and don't make a racket. And that's exactly how they go to church. They come home, man, turn on the ball game. They scream and holler when their team scores. And you know that's the simplest stuff in the world. Because God's the one we need to praise. And we praise him through his son, Jesus Christ. There's no other way to God. But the reason them people was telling Peter and John to never speak in the name of Jesus, I'm going to back up. And I'm going to go to chapter 3 in Acts. And start at verse 1. It's when now Peter and John went together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked in alms. In other words, give me a little money, a little offering, something to help me live. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. Pay a little attention is what he's saying. Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. And he did, folks, but he wasn't expecting what he got. Because then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Glory to God. You see, nothing don't happen unless it happens in the name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen in the name of Jesus. Because that's what I've got. I've got Jesus, glory to God. And I want to give him to you in the name of Jesus, where you'll know he's real, where you'll know he's here, where you'll know who he is. Rise up and walk, crippled man. You was crippled from your mother's womb, and you're not crippled no more. Glory to God. When he said that, he said, he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaped up, stood and walked, but he didn't just raise up. Said he leaped up and stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Can you imagine? All the people there, they've been going in all the time to praise God and go to the temple after hour of prayer. They go in there and pray. And that old crippled man was laying his gate every day, begging alms. And all of a sudden, here he comes jumping up and down, screaming and hollering, praising God, just leaping and feeling so good because God had touched him and healed him and made him whole. Glory to God. Through the name of Jesus Christ, he was healed. Glory to God. And you know what they were thinking. He's been pretending all this time, I guarantee. What would you think? Oh, he's been pretending all this time. He never was crippled. He just sat out there to get money. Guarantee you some of them thought it. Because today that would be all over the church. That man that sat out there begging, there wasn't never nothing wrong with him. He's been sitting there for years, just sitting at the gate every time you go in, begging money. They wasn't never nothing wrong with it. Look at him now jumping up and down walking. Ain't that about what it would happen, folks? You see, when Jesus does something, we fail to give him glory. Hallelujah. He done something in me, and I want to praise him. I want to tell you it's real. And what he done is lasting. What he done in me, glory to God, he'll do in you. Hallelujah, God. He'll take your sins, wipe you clean, throw them in the sea, never to be remembered again. And glory to God, he'll let you be born again.
Amen.
By the water once, but by the Spirit. Born by the Spirit. And glory to God. That's what happened to that man. And something entered him. It was so holy. And no doubt he was washed clean. And he was healed at that same time. I've been healed many times by God. I've been touched many times by God. Nobody else could do it. It wasn't in no other name. The people that prayed for me, I didn't pray to no other God. They didn't pray to the one of the world, Baal. They didn't pray to him. They didn't pray to none of these false gods that they worship around the world. But they prayed in the name of Jesus, and something would happen. Glory to God. I've seen it happen so many times. Praise the Lord. I'm going to start reading a little now. In the book of Acts, and the 7th, let's see. Oh, yeah, here's where I want to start. It's when the ones come up there, and they says, verse 1 said, and as they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they talked to people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. See, the Sadducees thought when you died, you're just dead. That's it. There was no resurrection from the dead. And I got news for it. They was right till Jesus came. Glory to God. But when Jesus arose from the dead, it said the graves of the saints burst open. Because why? Because they couldn't hold him no more. They couldn't hold them no more. Them graves had to give them up. And said some of them walked into town and was seen by many. You imagine what that was like. The screaming going on. When old Uncle so-and-so been dead 20 years, here he come walking into town. That's through Jesus. That's through the Lord God. Hallelujah. He's the one. And the Word of God is stronger than anything. And he was the Word of God. He was the living embodiment of the Word of God. And when he spoke, stuff happened. Glory to God. He spoke to me one day. Something happened. He changed me. Forever changed me. I don't want to go back. I don't look behind me no more. I know where I come from. I know the filth I wallowed in. And now I'm clean. And I don't have to worry. If I go to sleep tonight and don't wake up tomorrow, don't cry for me, because I'll cry for you if you don't make it. Praise God. But I'm going home. Hey, glory to God. It said in verse 7, and when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? They're examining them because Jesus' name worked a miracle in that man. Can you imagine? And ain't that what it's like today? You have a service where people get healed and all that stuff. There'll be somebody in the crowd go to saying there wasn't nothing wrong with them. They brought them in. They was fixed. They just set them down like that. They never was sick. They never was lame. They never was blind. They never was dumb. All that stuff, because they figure the preacher's paying them to come up there where he can make money off the crowd. That's what we live in today, folks. We live in not a world of faith, but a world of doubt, a world of fear, a world of cowardice. You're a coward if you can't be a Christian and speak to people in the name of Jesus. Tell them about the Lord that saved your soul. Tell them about the love he put on you. Tell them how you can love even your enemies now, that you don't have to curse them, that you can call a blessing from God on them, that he changed their lives and turn them around. Praise God. That's what glory. We're getting away from what we're called to do, Christians. We're called to be Christ-like. Glory to God. We're called to be the ones that they call on at the midnight hour, even our enemies, when they're in trouble and need prayer. That's our job. You understand? That's our job. Well, I tell you what, Peter and John didn't forget it. They looked on that crippled man. He wasn't crippled no more. They said, didn't this what happened? When they asked, what name or by what power did you do this? Because they're jealous, see? The priest and stuff couldn't do it. And they were the ruler of the Jews. They's the ones that told them how to worship, who to worship, all that stuff. But Peter, he said, then Peter, being filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, you rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he's made whole, be it known unto you. Boy, he was bold and brave like we should be. Be it known unto you. And to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. Glory to God. People, that's what we got to tell the world. If you want to see your church come alive, you better get back to preaching Jesus. You better get off of this. I read this in Brother So-and-so's book he wrote, and I'm going to preach on it today because I've heard that too. Come in there with all your notes rolled out, and you read off your notes and preach. That don't work either. Come on, I'm telling the truth in God. When you start preaching, it ought to be given by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God, the anointing of Almighty, should fall down on you. And you go to telling people who Jesus is, how real he is, how merciful he is, how wonderful his grace is. Glory to God. Make them jealous that they want some of it too, because that's how good Jesus is. And if you hadn't got him, he ain't in your life. You ought to be jealous of the ones that do, instead of telling them, shut up, I don't want to hear that name no more, because that's what they was doing. We don't want to hear that name. We're scared of that name.
Amen.
That name convicts us. That name makes me feel bad when I do wrong. And I don't commit bad sin, this little bitty one, every now and then. And I don't think it's that bad. I don't think God will punish me for that. You're making him out a liar.
Amen.
He said you got to be born again. You got to turn from sin. It says in 1 John over, it said if his seed remains in you, you cannot sin. Glory to God. How about that one? You cannot sin. Why? Because his Spirit will tell you when you're fixing to do it, and all you got to do is back up from it. That's who God is. That's who Jesus is, the Word of the living God.
Amen.
This Word that I'm reading, that's part of Jesus right there. And it's about Jesus. It's for Jesus. Glory to God. Everything that was created, the Bible said, was made by and for him. You were made for Jesus. There's a place in you that's not complete without him on the inside. Don't sit there and be sad. And glory to God, crying about this world, the things going on in it. Worrying about, are they going to turn us into a Marxist country? Well, they're not going to turn me into one. Because I have something that's greater than they are, and his name is Jesus. I don't have to yield in. I'd rather die as lose Jesus. And because they can't do nothing but kill my body, they can't kill my soul. He said, fear the one that can kill both body and soul and cast you into hell's fire. That's the one I fear. That's the only one I fear. Glory to God. It goes on. And said, this is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
If we can't preach Jesus, preachers, you need to get out of that pulpit. If you can't preach Jesus and get up and tell them that what this Bible's talking about was Jesus. You get in the Old Testament, and they're telling you of the one to come, the one to come, the one to come. They was talking about Jesus. Glory to God. They talked about the power of God. That was Jesus. Because I got news for I heard a preacher preach this other day. He's talked about the world before it was formed. It was all water, remember? All water. And said his Spirit went down and troubled the water. But it was his Word that separated the dry land and put the sea and put boundaries on it. Glory to God. It was his Word that brought forth the green herb and the trees and the birds and the animals. And it was God that formed us from the dust of the earth, breathed in our nostrils, and made us a living soul. And people are afraid today. Well, if I go to work and I go to saying about Jesus, they're liable to write me up. I got paper, too. I may write them up and send it to God. You know what I'm saying? I can pray about it. And they can change their mind, but I can't change mine. I'm not backing up. I know what's behind me. And it was misery. It was doubt. It was frustration. It was everything you get out of this world. Nothing good, no peace, no joy, no happiness, no looking for eternal life. That wasn't there. But when Jesus come into my life, the living Son of God, the one that raised from the dead. That's who I'm talking about, Jesus. Tell me I can't preach him. I'll tell you, you're a liar. The only way I'm stopping is to be not breathing, because I'm going to tell people how good Jesus is till the day I leave this earth. Glory to God. Verse 14, same chapter 4, said, and beholding the man which was healed, standing with them, they could say nothing against it. What about that? All them rulers, all the ones there, they couldn't say nothing against that. And this, but when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves. They was talking, what are we going to do with them boys? Because ain't no doubt that man's evil. And here's what they said, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done, and miracle by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. You see, when Jesus moves on you, friend, you cannot deny it. Because you deny him one time, you'll lose him. Glory to God. You can't be afraid to go out here and speak Jesus. Because he said, if you're ashamed of me before men, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father and the holy angels. Glory to God. I don't want him to be ashamed of me. I want him to know who I am. I'm not going to be ashamed. But we're talking about it today. Used to, I could put videos on and get 150 to 500 views about every time Tim could put his music on, and he'd get 400 or 500 just a little while. And now we're lucky to get 20, 30. I believe we're getting more views, but they don't want us to know it. They're trying to discourage us from speaking in the name of Jesus. To all you that Amen. Think you're in control, let me tell you something. You're not in control. I'm going to speak the name of Jesus. I might not do it on here. I might not be on none of this stuff. I might have to go out in the street and do it. But I've been there before, and I know how to go back. Praise God's name today. It goes on and says this. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straightly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. They didn't give up, folks.
Amen.
They wasn't about to let down. You see, they knew who Jesus was. They saw him after he rose from the dead. He was here 40 days. He was seen 500 people at one time. Glory to God. You know, these people know that Jesus rose from the dead. And they witnessed it all over. That's how the Bible, all this, all the apostles started writing what God gave them by the Holy Ghost. And this is the word of God that we're preaching tonight. Glory to God. And it's a saving word. Praise the Lord. But these days that we live in, they are going to come against us because of it. But Jesus told us about it over in St. Matthew, 21st chapter. It said, then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation. King, or take that Luke. I said Matthew, but it's Luke 21. Nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines, and pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. And before all these, they shall lay their hands on you, and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues, and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Glory to God. In other words, we're going to have to tell them why we believe in Jesus, why we won't hush. It's going to be a testimony unto them. And it says this, settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what you shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Glory to God. We don't even have to worry Man. About what we say. When they call us up, that spirit that dwells within, glory to God, is going to give you what to say that they can't even resist. It's going to be such a word of God. You're going to witness Jesus. It'll show them the power of God. Because you remember when old Paul, he went into Corinth, and he said, I ain't coming to hear your puffed up words. I'm coming to see your power. Glory to God. We got power with God, people. A lot of them forgot how to use it, but we have power with the Lord. It says, and ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. That's what lies just ahead of us, folks, just ahead of us. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. See, that's the name of Jesus. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. Said, for in your patience possess ye your soul. That's how we possess our soul. We're patiently serving the Lord. We ain't quitting, we ain't letting go, we ain't slacking up. Because we know what lies ahead, friend. I'm telling you something. Today there's too many wanting to quit. There's too many saying it's getting too hard. Too many people's coming against me. Glory to God, think about Jesus. He was here, they persecuted from the start. They was on him when he started preaching. They don't want him preaching like that. He's preaching that you can be raised from the dead. He's preaching eternal life. He's preaching salvation through him and nobody else. And his preaching was true. Huh? But here's what Paul said in the book of Romans, verse 16 and 17. He said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believes, to the Jews first, and also to the Greeks or the Gentiles, which is us. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written.
Amen.
The just shall live by faith. People, you can holler, I believe, I believe, I believe, all you want to. But one day your faith's going to be called on to be tried. And glory to God. If you're one of them that goes to church and can just sit there and never move, never raise your hand, never praise God, all that stuff, you probably don't have a prayer life. You probably don't read your Bible. You probably don't get in and study. You probably just go to church just to be seen. But praise God, let me tell you something. Hallelujah. Your faith's going to be called on one day. Is it going to show on you? Hallelujah. Are you still walking in the darkness? Because people, there's too many today. They're ashamed of the gospel of Christ. They get around their friends and they don't believe. They don't say a word about God. They don't say, why don't you come to church? I'd love to see you come. I'd love to see you get some of this. I'd love to see you filled with the Holy Ghost. A shouting in the Spirit. A glory to God. Because you know they don't believe it. They don't like it. The Jews didn't like it either. And they crucified Jesus. If they crucified him, they're going to crucify us too, not on a cross, but with their tongues, and they ain't going to like us, and they'll begin to despise us before too long, because losing power now is bringing everything filthy, everything nasty to the forefront. Everything God said was a sin is okay now. It's okay, according to man. But according to God, it's a sin. It'll always be a sin. It was a sin from the beginning. And you can holler, but God made a mistake with me. I should have been a woman. Or I should have been a man. You're a liar. God made everything but mistakes. He never made the first one. It's your stinking lust of strange flesh that draws you away. That's exactly where the mistake was made. It's in you. It ain't in Jesus.
Amen.
He never made a mistake.
Amen.
He never spoke a wrong word. He was there from the beginning. He'll be there in the end. He's coming back, and I believe he's coming soon. But he's coming for a church. Y'all better listen. That's spotless and blameless in their faith. And they're not, well, he's even asked this question in the Word. When I return, shall I find faith? Faith enough to stand. Faith enough to get up when everybody says sit down and proclaim the name of Jesus. Put it in their face, whether they like it or not. Tell them he is the power to everlasting life. He's the resurrection. He's the truth. He's the life. Glory to God. He's the only way. There is no other. Praise God today. People need to get back where they used to be. Glory to God. A church is all around here, they used to be shouters. They used to get in and glorify God. They used to get in and just get to church and go to church and have a thing. Now they sit on the pews, keep their seat warm.
Amen.
Pray somebody's going to take their seat, I reckon, because they won't get up. He can sing the most beautiful song in the world. Used to, they'd get up and run the aisle shouting, go across the benches, glory to God. I mean, they'd have a time. And that same people is sitting there cold as icicles. And no matter what preach, seem like it can't move them anymore. Seem like they hadn't got that faith they used to have. They hadn't got that strength they used to have. They've weakened down. They don't speak the name of Jesus. They don't pray to Jesus like they used to. They used to get in and seek the face of God. And now they don't get in at all. Glory. People, we got to get back. Glory to God. He's a way. He said, seek out the old path and walk therein. If we don't seek out the old path and go back to these, when we call it a holiness church, when you walk in, you ain't got no doubt what it is. The church not far from here. The first time I went there, I come home. I told Mama, I said, they scared me to death. They was old people jumping across the pews. They was bouncing up and down, speaking a crazy language I'd never heard. Hey, people get through speaking it. Somebody open their mouth and tell you what they saying. They was laying their hands on people. They were falling out the floor. Mama, I don't know what that was. Praise God, I do now. Praise God, I do now. Hallelujah. And I wouldn't take nothing for it. They ain't got enough of gold or diamond or nothing else to purchase this for me, because I'm going to get it all one day. Said the meek, the ones that's meek and mild and lowly, shall inherit the earth, the whole earth, and all it holds. Glory to God. Why worry about it now? He said, we wouldn't walk on nothing cheap. Said the street is made of purest gold. We're going to walk on that.
Amen.
We ain't going to use asphalt. We're going to use gold. Folks, when you're inheriting
Amen.
Something like that, you don't give up your faith. When God brought you out of sin, you ought to remember where you come from. Do you want to go back? Do you want to feel miserable? Do you want to feel like you have no hope? Do you want to get sick and you got nobody to pray to? Because I don't have nothing to do with Jesus no more. It's time that everybody start really minding their business and getting back a hold of God like you had a hold of to start with. I don't know if people
Amen.
Remember or not, Sister Betty, but I can remember the very night I got saved. I remember what that felt
Amen.
Like. I remember what it felt like when the Spirit of God come inside me and that old man died out and left out of me. I remember that, folks. I got up from the pulpit thing, altar, started to walk back to my seat, and I had to look down because I felt like my feet wasn't touching the ground. I felt like I was floating. I was so light. All that burden was gone, and people has forgot what that felt like. They can't even tell people what
Amen.
That felt like. They can't tell them that the joy was so much in me, I wanted to touch people and see if I could give some up to them. I wanted everybody to have it. That's Jesus, folks. That's who I'm preaching.
Yes.
I'm going to preach him till the day I die. There is no other way unto salvation. There is no other way, glory to God, that you can come to God but by him. And glory to God, ain't it time that preachers get back and quit telling all their long tales about this, that, and the other? Old brother so-and-so years ago, doesn't it? Get back to preaching Jesus. Tell them what he can do. Tell them of his mercy, his grace, and his healing power. He hadn't quit healing yet, folks. We just slacked down on our faith. That's exactly what happened. Jesus is the same
Amen.
Today, yesterday, and forevermore. He'll always be the same. If there's any changes in your church, there's any changes in your worship habits, it's you. It's not God. It's you that have walked away from where he brought you to. Come back home. Come back to Jesus. Seek
Amen.
The Savior while he may be found. Come to the Lord while he's near to you. Because I'm telling you something. When you keep putting dirt and filth in your life and know Jesus, after a while, that spirit will leave you, and when it does, there's no comfort to be found. There's no place to go for help. Who you going to call on? Ghostbusters? Ain't nothing else going to come. I'm telling you, because Jesus has come to you. He's called you. He's chosen you out of the whole world. He chose you to give you that salvation. If you turn away from it now, turn away from the name of Jesus, it don't matter what they threaten you with. Let them threaten. Let them take everything. Jesus will supply. He was Jehovah Jireh in the Old Testament, the Lord who provides. Glory to God. Don't worry about it. Stand up, throw your shoulders back, and say, I live for Jesus. And if I have to, I'll die for him. Because if I die for him, look what I gain. Look what I gain. I ain't got it here. I'm pretty poor feller. But you know what? I'm rich as I can be. I got more than most of them millionaires and billionaires I ever have. They've got money. I've got Jesus. And I wouldn't take all their money combined for 1 hour with Jesus Christ. We're preaching him today because they said don't preach in that name no more. Well, I'm telling you today, when you stop, you'll stop receiving him. When you stop preaching it, you're going to stop seeing people come to the altar. When you stop preaching it, you're going to stop seeing people get saved. When you stop preaching it, you're going to stop seeing people receive the Spirit of God because they can't get it but by Jesus. He's the only one. There's no other way. There is no other name given among men throughout the whole world whereby you must be saved but Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Peter and John told, we can't do and speak on the things that we except what we've seen and heard. And seen and heard of Jesus. Well, what have you heard of him? What has he spoken in your heart when he comes to you at night? And you had never yielded into him. Oh, glory to God. You had never yielded into him, but he comes to you and troubles you. Sometimes you wake up 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and you know there's something you need to do, somebody you need to talk to, but you just don't know who. Well, that's Jesus ringing your bell. Friend, answer the phone before he quits calling, because he won't call but so many times. I believe that. I believe there's salvation available as long as we breathe, but we got to want it. We got to believe, and we got to trust in the name of Jesus. I love all of you. I hope somebody gets something out of this, because this is about Jesus. It never was about me. I depend on him for everything. He depends on me to be faithful. That's all. Just to be faithful to his name. And that's what he depends on you for. Church people, I've been speaking a lot to church people lately, because I know in hot weather, warm weather, they want to do everything else outside. They don't want to go to church and sit in that church. You better get back in there. You better go to the house of God. You better get on your knees and repent your slowness and slackness, because your faith will tell you you need to go. Your faith will tell you, I need to get back where I once was. I need to come home. People going home. He's waiting on you. Got his arms stretched out just like he was on that cross. He's just waiting for you to come in where he can close them on you. Come on home tonight. I love you. God bless all of you. And God bless this ministry. I tell you what, this ministry reaches a lot of people. And I know it goes into countries where they don't like to hear about Jesus. But you know what? Even the countries that don't like it, there's some people there that believe in him. Some people need to hear the
Amen.
Message. Don't be ashamed of him. Don't be afraid of man. Be afraid of him. God bless. Next time I get to come on, I love all of you. Turn it back to you, Sister Betty.
Do you have any prayer requests?
Yeah, keep remembering of Mama and me and all my kids, because I still got lost loved ones, kids out there. John David still needs prayer. Don't know how much trouble he's going to be in. Just know he's in trouble. And watch after all these people. That's in all these churches. I had my older sister come up here. And I said they had a preacher come in a couple of weeks ago and preached at her church. And said when he got through preaching, he looked at him and said, I'm going to tell you something. He said, I know y'all invited me to come preach, but God told me to tell you, this is the deadest church I've been in a long time. And I'm changing my prayer list, and this church is going to the top, because you haven't got no life in you. People going to church don't make you alive, but going with Jesus inside you does.
Amen.
And I want them to all remember that. Pray for the ones that's standing right on the edge of fixing to lose everything they got with God, and hope that it don't die, and hope that God increases what they got and gives them life back. I want to see people pray. More than anything, that's what I pray for.
Yes, I see that we ain't got no more callers on here tonight, but you, Brother Miles. The other ones have went to Florida on vacation. So we're going to have Timothy come around and sing a few songs, and I'll give the prayer request out. You ready, Tim? Okay. Tim's going to come around and sing a few songs, so just worship the Lord with him. Keep your mind on God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be here in have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be here by His nails pierced than to be the King of a vast domain and be held in sin's great way. I'd rather have Jesus than anything. This world's a fool today. I'd rather have Jesus than in the plot. I'd rather be faithful to Him in your call. I'd rather have Jesus than world by faith. I'd rather be true to His own day than to be the King of Thy domain and be held in sin's great place. This world upholds. I'd rather have You, Jesus, than anything. This world upholds.
Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I will draw my strength from Jesus as I lay upon his grace. I will say, I comfort from him. I will find in him sweet rest. For there is no other mountain where I can be more satisfied than in the all. I'm a Savior, no blessings I will be denied. Some morning in at yonder city, I will always be so bold. In God's presence, there forever, all sin and hate will all be yours. For there is no other fountain where I can be more satisfied than the of my Savior. No blessing I will be denied.
Praise the Lord. I'd rather have Jesus than anything.
Amen.
You know, if we don't have Jesus, we don't have anything. Because Jesus
true.
Is everything. I'm going to read the prayer request off. If you guys out there on Facebook have any prayer requests, just post them in the comments and we'll pray over them. A friend of ours, Sharon, lost her son here recently. Remember her. And remember all the ones listening by Facebook, they have needs. And the McGaw has had a death in their family recently, so be lifting them up in prayer. And let's pray for Doris Finley. She says to pray for her lost loved ones to be saved. All of us should have a desire to see our family saved, and we need to be praying like never before that they'll reach the throne room of grace before it's too late. Sherry Sexton, they had a death in their family last week. Her 17-year-old nephew died from cystic fibrosis, so remember that family. They're all hurting because of his death. And she also has a granddaughter that is expecting a baby, and she's having something like kidney failure, and they're going to have to go in and take the baby, so just pray for her and the baby that both of them will be okay. And let's just pray for all the ones that need healing, all the ones that need miracles, and I know that there's quite a few people around our area that COVID again, so let's remember all the ones that are sick with that. And let's pray for this little 5-year-old grandson that the doctors have told him that he has throat cancer. So let's remember that little boy and his family. We're just pleading the blood of Jesus and praying that God will turn things around for him. And
amen.
Joyce A. Mullen says to remember her, remember all her requests. Raymond needs healing. Glenn Marshall's been in the hospital and ICU. I think he's back home now, but still needs God's touch. Sherry Morgan fell and hurt her back, so she's needing God's healing touch. Let's remember Brother Willie and Sister Lily, Barnalfa Gospel. They're down in Florida on vacation right now. Just remember Willie's family that's in Mexico, the ones that need to be saved and the ones that need healing.
Yes, Lord.
And let's remember Knox. He's got double pneumonia, heart issues, and breathing problems. Let's remember that. Brother Roger Mackey needs God's healing touch. He's had surgery. He's got cancer, and he's had some kind of a surgery on his leg. And he's been in so much pain and everything that he just ain't been hardly able to bear it. So he's been asking for everybody to pray for him. He's a good Christian man, and he sings, so just lift him up to God. Pray for a 14-year-old boy that was riding a dirt bike, and he had a head-on crash with a truck, and he's in the Vanderbilt Hospital. And they were supposed to be removing possibly both of his legs, so remember that. Remember Josie Livingston? She still has health problems that she needs God to move on for. Let's pray for Gladys and Tim. They need God's touch and their children's salvation for all of them. And Chuck Connors, he's supposed to be having kidney surgery pretty soon, so just be praying for him. Let's pray for all the shut-ins, all the ones that would really like to go to church but ain't able, and let's pray for the ones that ain't going to church that can go that won't. Because they don't get in church and start serving God, they're going to split hell wide open. Let's remember Terry. She's having a hard time. She's been trying to take care of her husband and do everything else, and now she's sick herself and she's in the hospital. So just remember Terry Living. And Amber McSpadden needs God to move and come through for her and her family. Sandy says to pray for her. She can't hardly get up. Her back is hurting so bad. Barbara Dockery has bone cancer and needs a miracle. Darlene says to pray that she can find a good lawyer. Connie Jennings says to pray for her legs. The doctors told her that she's got cellulitis, and I know it was very painful for Lloyd Ray whenever he had it. So just lift her up to God and ask God to touch them legs. Let's pray for John David that needs salvation. Dusty Hicks, he's still needing a healing in his body. And let's remember all of his family in prayer. Let's remember all the people in the hospitals and nursing homes, all the ones in jail. Howard's had COVID and pneumonia, and his wife also had it, so remember them. And just pray for both of the churches that we help in, that God will send more people in to be saved and more people in to work for him.
Amen.
God is moving at both churches, and I do praise God for that. Let's pray for all both of the pastors over there, Brother Don and Brother Ron. And let's pray for Mitchell. Let's remember my brother Larry that needs healing in his body. Let's pray for this country that is so far from God. Let's pray that the people will turn back to God. And let's pray for Bonnie and Billy. They're also down in Florida. And pray for their healing. Robert needs healing in his body. Brother Miles still needs healing in his wrist and in his fingers with the nerves and everything. Just pray that God will touch the nerves and heal. and little Braden has tumors in his head, and he's 2 or 3 years old, and he's needing God's healing touch. My brother-in-law, Harold, he's trying to pass out and been trying to do it all week, so he's needing God's healing touch. And let's pray for Luke Warnock. He is in need of prayers. His mother, Sherry Warnock, is supposed to be having back surgery soon. Let's remember her. They have a church up in Ohio. And there's just so many that have needs and need God to move for them in different ways. So just be praying for all those needs. And I think that's about all that we have right now coming in. So we'll just go to the Lord in prayer, and we'll have Tim to come and sing a couple, and then maybe Brother Miles might have something else that God wants him to add to what he's already preached. Well, I've got a few more prayer requests here that came in. Christine said to pray for her sons. She's got 5 sons that need salvation, John and James and Benny, Jackie and Donnie. And Sandra Bowman says to also pray for her children that need the Lord, Jeff and Randy and Teresa and Renee, all of her grandkids and great-grandkids. So just remember that. And we'll just go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we just praise you. We just thank you, God, for everything that you've already done. What you're doing here tonight, God. We know that you've worked with us.
And it's by the
said
that
it would not return back to you, but it would accomplish what you sent forth to do, God. We know that you can touch out your God, and we
maybe
will pray in all the glory of God.
Lord,
we're just asking
you
to touch all the people on the
earth, and I know
God,
that we
many needs of
God.
God, we just ask you to touch them spiritually, physically, financially, God.
Our children, our loved
emotionally,
ones,
mentally, God, whatever their need is, God,
heart,
you're able to do it speaking abundantly
of
people. Ask your thank you, Lord, God, to test their needs and supply their needs, God, in the name of Jesus.
For preaching or teaching,
God, we pray for the Spirit of God to come to the cross.
God, there's no other way. And I
ask God and
let the ones that hear this word tonight, Father, be blessed
in such a way. God, we don't want to see none of our family or friends or nobody go to hell, God. And we just pray that people will get their heart right with you, God. And that they'll live for you the rest of their lives, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And God, we let people see, God, that Jesus is the answer to all the problems.
Touch her hip and her feet and her legs, God.
We just
her shoulders.
Pray and we give you glory, God, that you're going to touch her kick, God.
Has
been sick for months, God. We just plead
the
blood of Jesus to touch her kick, God.
The Lord, to touch her
legs
and her
eyes. Body, hip, God, make her glory, God. We thank you and praise you, God, that you saved him a few months on this broadcast, God. We just ask you, God, to keep him, Lord. I'm in you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I just pray for Reba Bennett that lost her husband, Reba.
I'm
just praying right now in the name of Jesus, God, you just touch her, comfort her, and all the other ones, Sharon and our friend, God,
and you're ever
that is listening, God, just touch her, Lord God, and give her that peace in her mind, God. Just give her that comfort, God, that she needs in the name of Jesus. God, we praise you and we thank you, God. We just ask you, God, to just touch all the families, all the loved ones, God. Touch the ones, God, with the COVID. We just command that, oh, Spirit of God, to believe in the name of Jesus. To leave their bodies right now. In the name of Jesus, and for them to be faithful in Jesus' name. God, we just pray with you, glory, what you're going to do. It's you that is the healer, God. And we just give you praise and give you glory, God, that we can just speak the word, God,
that
your servant will be healed.
And God, we're just speaking
the word, God, there on Facebook, God, anybody sick with God, you'll touch the body, Lord, that you'll make them whole in the name of Jesus, we pray.
And
God, we just give you praise and glory for what you're doing on this broadcast, God. Thank you, Lord, for all the new listeners, Lord. We just ask in the name of Jesus, God, to just meet your needs, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch little Braden, God, that has brain tumors, Lord. God, he needs a miracle from you. God, nothing's too hard for you. You said that you would do exceeding abundantly above. We could ask to thank God, and we're asking right now to touch these tumors and dry them up, shrink them, God, and let them go in the name of Jesus.
Lord,
little boy, receive his healing, God.
God, we just praise you for it.
God, just touch Luke and make this meet. Touch Sherry Warnock as she goes into that surgery. God, bring her out, Lord, and it will be healed in the name of Jesus. Touch Rod and Mackie, God, that is needing your healing touch, God. This is so much pain. Lord, we just ask you to touch God. Let your healing work through his healing.
Glory to
God in the name of Jesus. God, we give you praise and glory. And God, for Chuck that's facing this surgery on his kidneys, God, just clean and lift God and correct the physician's hand, God, and correct that kidney problem, God, for him, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you created his body, and you, Lord, and we're praising you and thanking you, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, for Terry, just give her the strength to keep going on, God. She said she's barely hanging on, Lord. We just ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, to let her keep holding on, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, give her what she needs to keep hanging on, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch Barbara Doctor, God, that the doctor that she has that bone cancer. We just curse that old spirit of cancer. Bone cancer out of her body right now in the name of Jesus, God. And we speak healing into her body. In Jesus' name we pray. God, we praise you and we thank you, God, for everything that you've done, for what you're going to do here tonight, for what you're going to continue to do.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus, we pray.
You do nothing
thank
but
you,
praise,
Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
For you are worthy.
Glory to you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. We're going to have Tim come around and sing a few songs, and then you can get ready if you have something else, Brother Miles.
All right, Mister.
Praise the Lord. Just worship the Lord with him. Thank
glory
you,
God.
Jesus.
Lift up that simple hand.
I'm starting to fall in the line. God, eat up on me from heaven, the long rise. I'm in this world, and it's only I do. Lord, I'm sorry in Jesus, and I'm going through. Oh,
Name of Jesus scares them
Well, that's okay. Satan trembles at the name of Jesus. Glory to God. He just is shaking in his shoes. An old fallen angel couldn't do nothing at the name of Jesus. He goes to shaking because he knows that's where the power of God lies. And people better get back to Jesus, because there's coming a time when he won't be heard about much. People will be scared to say it. And only the real Christians will stand up in faith and speak in that name. Glory to God. Ain't going to be long, folks. And he's going to separate the sheep from the goats. He's going to know who's his, who's not. He's going to know who's playing church and who's having church. Glory to God. Here's what it says over in 1 Corinthians. The first chapter starts verse 17. And here's what it says. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Not with wisdom and word, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. I ain't coming to tell you nothing fancy, nothing new. I'm preaching the word of God just like it's written, friends. It's the only thing that's got the power to save. Only thing can convict your heart is reading this word of God and realizing you ain't living up to it, and you come to an understanding that you need Jesus. You need the very one that you don't want to hear about. A sinner, let me tell you, you may not want Jesus to talk to you. Glory to God, and spoke to you. One day, there's coming a day that every knee is going to bow before him. Every tongue is going to confess to him that he is Lord. You was the whole time, and I just turned you away. Glory to God. You're going to be the one to confess your wickedness. He's not going to bring it up. You'll confess it yourself. I turned you away. At the name of Jesus, I drew up and drew back instead of running forward and getting a hold of the salvation that he was offering. I'm preaching the gospel. That's all I want to preach. I want to be like Paul. I don't know much. Glory to God. Just Jesus Christ, him crucified, risen from the dead. He's the way to conquer death. He's a way to conquer sin. He's a way to escape hell. Glory to God. Have you not interested yet? Friend, let me tell you something today. Churches, let me tell you something. If you don't hear Jesus spoken in the pulpit, replace that fella. Get you one that'll tell you about the Lord. Tell your children about the Lord. Glory to God. So many parents, they're raising kids that don't even know about Jesus. Glory to God. I was eating one time up here at Hamilton eating pizza after church and went in there to get a dinner. We sat there when they brought it out. We went to praying over it. And this little boy was standing next to the table. He's about 4 or 5 years old. And he was standing listening to us. We got through praying. We was holding hands. We let go and we started to eat. He run back to his table and said, Daddy, can we pray over our food? And his daddy looked at me guilty like, we'll pray over it. But I bet you he didn't have a thought of it, so the kid brought it up to him. But doing for Jesus, calling his name in prayer, praying out loud when you eat, glory to God, you never know the results of it. Praise God. Sometimes it's seen, sometimes it's not. But we need to speak the name of Jesus in our day-to-day lives. Here's what it says. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish, them that won't believe, them that don't like the name of Jesus, it's foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Them that think they know it all, they think they found another way. Oh, it's better than that. Oh, there ain't nobody going to send you to hell. Oh, God won't put none of us in a lake of fire. He's telling you the truth. You got to put yourself there if you get there, because God can tell the truth when you stand before him. Like I said, you'll confess your own sins. You'll tell him, Lord, I knew of you, but I turned you away. I didn't want to hear it, Lord. I thought it was this crazy, but I confess you are Lord. That's what's going to happen to you. It said, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. We're preaching Jesus Christ tonight. To you, it might sound like foolishness. We're telling you old fables and all that stuff. But his miracles, everything he did was witnessed. Everything he did, people saw it and wrote about it. It's in the old Jewish texts, all their books and things. Get you some of them old ones and look what he did while he was here. It's in the pages of this holy book called the King James Bible. And glory to God. It's just what we need for our souls. It said, for the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified. Unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. You see what he's saying there? He's telling us we get so smart, so educated, so knowing everything, going to college and all that, that we think we can't learn nothing else. And then you get with God and you find out what you know was a bunch of garbage that'll carry you nowhere. Glory to God. But knowing Jesus will take you into heaven, into the kingdom of God, where we can live forever, never be sick, never die, never grow old. Glory to God. And people don't want that. They don't want to see that great city, New Jerusalem, with street of gold, jasper walls, gates of pearl. They don't want to see that. They don't want to live in a land where there's not no nursing homes, where there's not no hospitals, no doctors, none of that junk, no graveyards. Praise God. That's where I want to go. And there ain't but one way to get there. His name is Jesus, friend. He's waiting right now for you to give him a call. Do you know it's not long distance? He'll be right there with you. It's just like I preached last week about the prodigal son and how when he decided to go back home to the Father seen him coming and ran and met him. Jesus is waiting on you right now. He wants to have you call his name down in humble prayer, repenting of your sins, asking him to come into you. Glory to God. He is not going to throw you away. So many scared of what they've done, where they've been, how they've talked, how they've lived. Glory to God. Do you know what to do if you're ashamed of that before God? Change. That's all you got to do is come to him. See, I was doing all that. I lived as worldly as you could live, as wild as you could live, all them things. But when I finally found faith in Jesus enough to call on his name, I didn't call on Buddha. I didn't call on Muhammad. I didn't call on Allah. I didn't call on nobody else. I called on the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. Glory to Jesus. And when I called on him, something happened. All the things I was doing was taken away. I didn't have to go to rehab. I didn't have to go to AA meetings. I didn't have to go nowhere to quit talking ugly. I didn't have to go nowhere, praise God, to quit all the things I was doing. The way I looked at people, thought about them, all that changed right there in a moment. It's just like the Bible says, in a twinkling of an eye, I was made a different person. And I done it by the name of Jesus. I didn't call on nobody else. I didn't cry out to the preacher and say, lay your hands on me and pray for me. I was in the woods by myself, cried out, and there was Jesus. Tim sings that song right in the middle of it all. There's Jesus. And that song is so true. Right in the middle of your troubles, there'll be Jesus waiting on you to call his name. Right in the middle of your sickness, there'll be Jesus waiting for you to put faith in his name and call on him. And glory to God, right in the middle of your troubles in your marriage, right on the middle, glory to God, of when your kids are falling out in this world and doing things you know they shouldn't do and getting in trouble, you got to get the name of Jesus in your mouth and come out and cry out on that name. There ain't no other. I'm preaching the gospel tonight. This is the gospel of God. It's Jesus Christ. That is the word of God. It's Jesus Christ. If you want to know, what have I got to cry out to be saved? That Jesus, come to me and forgive me, Lord. Come into me. Change me. Make me whole. I don't want to be me no more. I don't like me no more.
I don't like the things I'm doing no more. I don't like being captive to sin. I don't like having to have dope. I don't like having to have a drink every day. I don't like this stuff I'm doing. I don't like cheating on my wife or my husband. I don't like lying to them when I come home. I've been somewhere else. And when you get to that point, there's not but one thing that will truly change you, and that's the name of Jesus, the power of God. And when you call on that name, that's the reason I'm not preaching nothing else tonight. I'm not preaching nothing else. I'm preaching Jesus. I'm preaching Jesus. And we need to preach the name of Jesus. I've seen the most in the spirit person I believe I've ever seen. There's a little 6 or 7 year old girl at a church of God, and she was up and she was crying with her eyes shut, just jumping up and down with her arms in the air. And all she was saying was Jesus, 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 over and over again. But her heart belonged to God. Her heart belonged to Jesus. Friend, who's yours belong to? Glory to God. You're the only one that knows, you know it. You're the only one that can change you. You're the only one that can open your mouth with faith in your heart and cry out on the name of Jesus. You're the only one that can get salvation from him, because you've got to repent. You've got to change. You've got to turn around. You've got to start toward home instead of toward hell. Glory to God. People in the church, you can't go into church and not serve God in the Spirit. The Bible says them that worship the Father must worship him in the Spirit and in truth. The truth is Jesus. He said so. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Glory to God. You'll know the truth, Jesus is the truth. You'll know the way, Jesus is the way. You'll know where there's life, Jesus is the life. Glory to God. There's nowhere else you can get it. You can't buy it. You can't go out and win it. You can't go out and work all your life and earn it. Glory to God. You've got to cry out on that name, that one name, no other name given among men, nowhere at no time, through and by which you must be saved, but Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
That's the key to salvation. That's the key to eternal life. That's the key to freedom from the bonds of sin. That's, oh, glory to God. That's the key to that, the change the devil puts on us, fall away. Glory to God. Where we can feel like a load's been taken off, that we ain't carrying all that no more. There's not a burden of sin on us. We're walking free. Glory to God. Because he said, whom the Lord has set free is free indeed. Friend, are you free tonight? Do you feel free? Do you feel like you're not in bondage to nothing or nobody? Because only Jesus can make you feel that way. You get in this world, you might have $10 million in the bank, but you're a prisoner to that money, because that's what you'll worry about, is gaining another dollar, gaining another dollar. Don't matter how much you get, you'll want another dollar. But when you get Jesus, if you've just got enough, you'll be praising him for it. If you just get by, you'll be praising Jesus. If you ain't got nothing in your bank account, glory to God, he'll make a way. He's done it for me so many times, glory to God. I've been down to where we was just broke as we could be, and money would come in, and don't even know where it come from, but we would get money.
Amen.
And I believed in my heart that God sent it. I've had money come in my mailbox, just in an envelope, no name, no nothing, and I believe that envelope was sealed by God himself. I believe he sent that to me, knowing I was trusting him for it. And I said, God will make a way, and glory to God, he did. And he's done it more than once. Friend, he's done it for a lot of people, and they don't want to tell it anymore. They go to church. Anybody got a testimony? And they'll just sit quiet, look around. Jump up and tell them what Jesus did for you. Jump up and tell somebody.
Amen.
You may edify somebody in that church, and they get saved. But they can't if you won't speak. If you're ashamed of him, he's going to be ashamed of you too. It's coming a time. Right now, I think things are, we're on the verge of seeing America go to the worst place it's ever been, ever has been, or ever will be. I believe we're coming on the end times when all this, we're going to start joining and go under the United Nations or whatever, and you're going to see one ruler, one currency, one power over all. And I'll tell you who's my power. That's Jesus. They can't take him away. They cannot take him from me. They can take my life, but they can't take Jesus. And I'm going to tell you something. Amen. If you've got him, you won't fall for it. If you haven't got him, you're going to fall for whatever they put out. If they say you must do this, you'll just do it. You'll start being just like a horse with a bit in his mouth. Wherever they pull the reins, that's the way you'll turn. And people, do you want to live like that? Do you really? Is that really what you want for yourself? Is to be somebody's slave? I'd rather be a servant of Jesus Christ, because he don't put bridles in your mouth. He don't put bits in there. You choose to follow him. You'll want to know who Jesus is.
Yeah.
You'll want him in your life. And that's what God's about. That's what we're preaching tonight. Ain't freedom nowhere else. You can't be free in this world without Jesus, because this world has got you bound down. You're a servant of Baal, and that's just the things of the world. That's all you got in your mind. That's all's in your heart. Where am I going to go next? Where's the next good time? Where's the next fun? That's all you study. But praise God, let me tell you something. I have fun every day. I have fun every night. I probably dance more than he is. Of course, I'm dancing with a partner you can't see. I dance in the Spirit of God. I get out in my yard sometimes and just break running and go into a dance. And dance to God, because he's moving in my heart. I know who Jesus is, and he's my Lord and Savior. But who is he to you? Do you know him?
Amen.
Do you want to know him? Because many people have said, the love of many shall wax cold. They'll fall from God. They'll fall away from grace. They'll fall away from that mercy. They'll go back into bondage to the things of the world. But people, he's still there. You still got hope if you're breathing. Come back to God. If you've never been there, he's just waiting for you to call his name, to really call his name from your heart, not your mouth. Believing in him to be the Son of God. Believing in him to have rose from the dead. Believing in him to have conquered death that we don't have to taste it. Believing that he offers eternal life through faith in his name. It's that simple today. People don't want to hear it. They don't want to turn to God. Well, let me tell you something.
Amen.
If you're going in the other way, friend, it's time to stop right where you're at. Turn around and head back to Jesus. He still loves you. Everybody say, well, I fell out of church and I went back to drinking or I've done this and I've done that. Let me tell you something. He still loves you. He still loves
Amen.
You. There's still hope. Turn back to Jesus. Give your heart to him again, and he will be there for you. He'll wrap his arms around you. He'll kiss you. He'll bring you in, and you can be closer than you ever was. And all it takes is to cry out on that one name, Jesus Christ. Friend, we're preaching about the salvation of your immortal soul. Yeah, I said that. Everybody's going to live forever, and there ain't but two places. One of them's going to be with him in the kingdom of God. The other's going to be in a lake of fire burning with brimstone. A bottomless pit that you can't die in, but you can suffer in. Because you throwed away the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. The key to your salvation, the key to your peace and happiness. He said, I'll fill you with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Now, praise God. Do you not want that? Or would you rather just be one of these that plows through the world every day trying to get a little further ahead, a little further ahead? When I get old now, maybe I'll have put up enough to retire on. Maybe my 401k will grow, and I'll have enough money. I can live good when I retire, and he may require your soul tonight. We don't know when we're leaving, but we can look around and see that we're going to leave. Everybody else is doing it. And it's appointed unto men once to die, and then the judgment. You're going to be judged. If you know Jesus, you got Jesus in you, friend, there ain't going to be nothing said. He'll just welcome in. But if you've left him out of your life, if you've put him out of your life, you're going to stand there guilty. You're going to stand there, and all his things top your head because you'll be ashamed to look at him. You'll know you threw away the best thing God ever sent to man, and that was Jesus. Churches, wake up. Wake up.
Amen.
And just like my sister's church, she said that preacher come down there and said, that church was deader than anyone he'd been in.
Don't be a dead church. Be lively. He said, we are lively stones. In other words, we get up and
Amen.
We do something for God. We speak up when the preacher says, anybody got a testimony? It ought to be four or five of us trying to speak at the same time, trying to get a word out to praise the one that saved our soul, the one that took our sins away, the one that offers us life eternal in a place where you'll never want for nothing, where you'll never hurt, glory to God, not even the heartache anymore. Think about that. Why would you throw that away for what this world's got to offer? Knowing it ain't going to last.
Amen.
They already said it ain't going to last, but what, 12 years? That was years back now. 12 years, global warming's going to take over and ruin everything. So if it ain't going to last but that long, why are you still serving it? Try Jesus. His is eternal.
Amen.
His never fails. His never quits. His never stops. He never sleeps. He never leaves you. He never forsakes you. He'll always be there. In your time of need, your darkest hour, he'll turn the light on for you.
Yes.
And glory to God. That's what you need in your life. You need Jesus. You need him more now than ever before. We're seeing the days approaching, just like I read out of Luke in there, when people are going to start betraying us. You remember out there in California, they told them, if you see somebody out, they ain't got a mask on, call us. If you see somebody with a crowd of people, call us. Turn them in. Well, they're going to be people turning you in for speaking in the name of Jesus one day. And if you ain't got him, you ain't got to worry about it, do you? But you got facing him to worry about. And the Bible said it's a beautiful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Because it's impossible. He cannot lie about you. He can't say, come on in, I know you did wrong. He can't do that. Without Jesus, you can't make it. Friend, I just ask you, seriously, I beg you, receive Jesus before it's too late. I pray my children hear this. I want nothing more for them in this life than that they know Jesus as their Savior. Nothing more. I don't want riches. I don't want long life, whatever I could wish on them. I want them to have Jesus as their Savior. And the thing about it is, I want you to have him too. There's so much joy in serving Jesus that everything else is just dirt. It ain't worth nothing. Choose him tonight before it's too late, friend. Just bet him will turn it back to you.
Okay, we appreciate you coming in and obeying God. Kim's going to come around and sing a few more songs here. Then I'll give the two churches' addresses out here. Go ahead, Kim. Thank you, Jesus.
Through valleys so wide and deep, I could have all my way. Up rugged mountains so steep, they took my strength away. And through the times I could have been casualty, praise God, my faith, he's been there for me. Oh, I'm free. Jesus has never failed, he's been there for me. And he has found my battle in pain reality. Praise God, my faith, he's been there for me. There's hope in this world through him, when friends have turned away, and when the means have grown dim, that gives us in each day. All alone, my faith in God's omniscient thing. Praise God, my faith, he's been there for me. Oh, I'm free.
free. Jesus has never failed. He's been there for me. And he has turned my soul and bring me out of sea. Praise God, my faith, he's been there for me. And he has turned my soul and bring me out of sea. Praise God, praise God.
I've come too far to look back again. There is nothing behind me. All the treasures I used to love have all faded from view. There's a new day ahead for me. All my heartache is over, for I left it at Calvary, where my new life begins. I'm looking for to look back, but he has walked through the valley. I pronounce it from three to look back.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Bear with him just a minute. He's having a problem there.
There's a thing down here for your home. There's a thing for everyone. I'm not down to the Jordan stuff. I'm not down to the whole lot of. There's a thing down here for your home. Oh, my stuff. Shining in magazines has to be found. A love has a store for me. When you shall call me, I'll be ready for their blessing down here for their own. In time now, let's pray for our soul. As the Lord is ready for the world.
Get all these people ready to meet the Lord. We want to invite everybody to come out to Shoal Creek Gospel Tabernacle, or if you're in the Madisonville, Englewood, Teleco area, come on out and be with us at Shoal Creek Tabernacle. 110 Loftus Hill, Loftus Road Hill. Englewood, Tennessee, and Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Tuesday at 7 p.m., Friday at 7 p.m. And Pastor Don Harris is the pastor there, so he welcomes everyone. And
if you're in Cleveland,
God's House of Prayer. God's House of Prayer.
1215
Spring Place Road.
Southeast.
And they have church services on Wednesday at 7 p.m., Sunday 7 p.m. So come on out and be with Brother Ron. And I'm going to say that we just have a few more minutes left, and I'd like everybody to share the broadcast out, if they will, so others can hear the gospel. That's how one young man got saved a few months back. He don't even know how he got the broadcast, but he listened to it and he was saved, and so we just thank God for that. But share it out if you will, and tell your friends and your family and neighbors about it, and help us get the gospel out. And I see that our time is just about gone, but we'll be back next Thursday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time. So just tune in next week to Reaching the World for Christ in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. And Brother Moss, do you have anything else to add? We got about 4 minutes.
No, I don't, sis. Just after everybody tune in, listen to us share it.
Amen. And if y'all have any prayer requests, even after the broadcast, you can just post them in the down under the broadcast page there. And we'll get back to them and pray over them.
Amen.
So we're just going to say good night. We love y'all, and thanks for tuning in. And we want to thank all the new listeners from all around the world and the USA for listening to us. And just tell all your friends and neighbors about it. So God bless. We love y'all. Good night.
God bless. Love all of you. Good night.
Amen.